Star FM with Chris and Brownie for breakfast.
This morning, I know there's Movember happening, but Brownie, you're attempting November.
Correct. I want to do something a little bit different this year. For the month of November, I don't want to use the word no when it comes to being asked to do something around the place.
Okay.
So, for example, if you call me up and say, Brownie, can you drink a whole bottle of water in under 5 seconds? I'll say yes and do it to my utmost best. Best of my ability.
That's nothing. I think that there's a world of possibilities here, and I'm not exactly confident that they're all going to be above board.
There are a few out there, a few left field ones, but you know what? I'm a positive man. I'm a positive man, Chris, and I want to change that about the world.
There's too much
negativity inside it.
The test did come back, and you are a positive man. No, who do we have? We've got Terry this morning on 13, 12, 16. Terry, what do you want Brownie to do?
I want Brownie to come out to Blaney's and do a kickboxing class with me.
Oh, kickboxing. All right.
Now, what's involved in kickboxing? What do you need to do?
Exert a lot of energy.
A lot? How much are we talking about?
Heaps. It's going to be cactus.
And how much history do you have, Terry? Like, what's your qualifications?
I have 9 years experience teaching. My head instructor has 30 years.
Oh,
right. Okay. So it's not just like a thing you do in the park where you get a bit of exercise.
Hey, Terry, yep. Is this just an excuse to beat him up?
If you want.
Ouch. Yeah, it sounds a little ouch to me. I like Terry's suggestion. That's quite a good one.
You know, I am a man of my word, and obviously for the month of November, I can't say the word no, so... Yes, at some point I will take part in kickboxing.
All right, let's see who else. I think we've got Janelle now joining us on 13, 12, 16. Janelle, what's your suggestions? What do you want him to do?
Yes, I'm actually ringing on behalf of my six-year-old son who's in the back of the car.
Yeah. Right.
He had a suggestion. He's been listening intently.
Mm-hmm.
His first suggestion, I sort of put a pan on it, but he said he would like you to poop yourself. But then I said to him, well, he probably does that every Saturday night, so where's the challenge in that?
There you go. You wouldn't be far off, right?
You've got access to Facebook. All right. What was the other suggestion?
The second suggestion, he would like you to trip over.
To trip over?
Trip over.
And I said, what do you want him to trip over? And he said, anything he likes.
All right, cool.
So it's your choice.
So either ruin a good pair of pants or fall over and hurt yourself.
Yeah, and if you do it, you know, if you do it well enough, you can do both, really.
Oh, that's multi-skilling.
Well, there you go.
Maybe if you trip hard enough.
Hey, Janelle, what's your son's name?
Evan,
right. Thank you so much for the suggestions. And like I said, yes.
Okay.
We'll figure out what we can do, and we'll definitely get a video of it or something like that.
Let's not get a video of it. Thank you. Janelle, thanks very much for your call. Oh, my goodness. Devastating week behind the scenes, Brownie. Friend of ours.
Very close friend of the show, yes.
Close friend of the show. Popped into the studio to have a bit of a chat behind the scenes. We can't reveal who it is.
No, we're not going to say.
Because they've got a secret. And I accidentally stumbled onto the secret. And they didn't want me to know.
That's right. Now, this person came in. We had a bit of a chat. They were in a little bit of a hurry to get to the doctors.
Let's give them a pseudonym. Let's call them Miss X.
Miss X. Okay, yeah. There we go. Miss X came into the studio, had a bit of a chat, but she was in a rush, had a doctor's appointment. When she said that...
Yeah, I said, oh, congratulations.
Oh, no. A round of applause, stuff
of
like
a,
that.
Bit of a joke, bit of a laugh.
Jokingly, as we do.
But no. She looked at me and she went... Who told you?
How do you know?
And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm just...
And then
the penny dropped that, no, she was actually pregnant.
There you go. You revealed the huge secret that she was hiding from everyone.
And then, like, once we got over that fumbly bit of the conversation of, how did you know? What are you talking about? I'm talking about this. No, I'm talking about, oh, my
that
goodness.
That all got revealed. And there was one of those awkward moments there where we're sitting there going... Who's joking here?
Yeah.
Is someone else having a joke? Is someone trying to trick us?
But once we got past that, she was like, you know, don't say anything because the boss doesn't know.
No, the family don't
family
know.
Family don't know.
Friend don't
friends
know.
Don't know. Let's just keep this hush. And so what we decided to do is talk about it on the radio this morning.
That's always the best thing you can do.
Leave out her name, Miss X. You know who you are.
Well
congratulations
done. Well done.
Again.
Let's give you another round of applause.
Well done.
Sorry, we're now revealing it to everyone listening now.
But I was like... I was blown away because I was just joking. I was just having a joke, just giggling.
And it
that's
got revealed. Yeah. Because you find yourself in situations like that because there are couples out there who like to keep their pregnancy to themselves until they find the right opportunity and the right time to tell the family, tell the friends, and reveal to the world.
Or until they find the right father. Now.
That's true, yeah.
This morning, this morning we want to talk about, have you hidden a pregnancy? Have you kept it a secret for a while?
Maybe there was a special reason behind it. Maybe you didn't want to tell your parents because you didn't think they'd approve. That seems to be some of the big stories about there when you get pregnant.
I mean, it's definitely a secret that has an expiration date.
Correct,
because
yes.
At some point they're going to, you know, what's all that crying? Oh, that's me.
The TV's on in the room, but don't go in that room. It's dressed up like a baby room, that's it.
Why are you buying so many nappies? I've decided that toilets aren't for me.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all. 13, 12, 16 today. Have you kept a pregnancy a secret? Tammy's joining us. Tammy, has this happened to you?
My sister did.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't because, I don't know why, she tried to hide it until she was like 5 months. And she was getting the symptoms of like morning sickness.
She
couldn't eat certain foods. Smells would put her off, and we're all kind of going like, "Is she pregnant?" Like, she started to put on a bit of weight. Her boobs got bigger, and
it was
noticeable. But she kept until 5 months, and she's like, "Yeah, I am pregnant." We're kind of like,
Was there a cracking moment where she went, "Oh, I suppose I have to tell everyone now"?
Yeah, when her stomach.
Yeah.
You couldn't hide that anymore.
Yeah, I suppose the whole hiding it becomes an issue in the end.
Okay, I'm just trying to put myself in a situation now.
Everyone listening, that was the sound of Brownie processing a sentence.
No, okay, look, I am a robot, in fact. Trying to put something into your head, trying to picture this. If you're a pregnant woman, would you tell people that you're just putting on a bit of weight rather than reveal you're pregnant?
I don't think
because I know women pride themselves on their looks and all that, and I don't think it's something to reveal to a lot of their friends that they're just gaining weight. They're not pregnant, in fact.
That's a topic for another day.
Yeah,
we don't have time to handle the whole am I fat or am I pregnant?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, cuz yeah.
And every time I do bring it up, I get in trouble. It's like one of those old 90s printers.
Yeah, you sound like a fax machine from the 80s. It's Chris and he's a transformer for breakfast.
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.